What is with this mic? Why is it so loose? Thank you very much to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6:01 in the PM. Thank you very much to Rush for going a minute over. You are listening to KOOP, Hornsby Austin. The Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right after Dinosaur Jr. Raisins from the Living You're Living All Over Me album. Mascot Wedding Show coming up. All right, shut up, guests. Shut up, everybody. The time is 6:05 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else. You may also tweet at us. I got it open right now. We are at Mascot Wedding. You tweet it. I will see it. And David, what did we hear?
You're doing great. You're doing great. We just heard Dinosaur Jr. from the You're Living All Over Me album. That was Raisins. And I say it like that because they misspelled it on purpose, I guess, because they're trying to be punk or post-punk. Whatever you want to call it. It's good stuff either way. How are you, Mac?
C plus. How are you?
I'm C plus plus.
Oh.
Right?
That's not a thing.
Okay.
All right. We have two special in-studio guests.
Whoa.
Wow, he was right about that.
He was right about that.
Why don't you try that microphone? Turn that one on.
All right. Well, let's see what we got here.
You got to turn off the other. Oh, that's just more static.
No, that's more of them.
We'll turn off those two.
Yeah.
Well, we will endeavor to persevere.
Yes.
We have some special in-studio guests. Oh, geez, I got to give a resume here. Together, they are Gilstrap and Ramirez. They're also 2/18ths of Midnight Society, as well as cold mainstays of the Cold Town Theater, involved in a whole hell of a lot of projects, including some things with us from time to time, in a little group called Hot Property. We're happy to welcome to the studio, for the first time collectively, Lance Gilstrap and Nick Ramirez.
Hey!
Thank you, Mac.
Hey, let's get some level checks real quick. Oh, that's going to be so irritating.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, tell you what. Why don't we call an audible?
Yeah?
And switch studios.
Okay, let's do that.
All right, why don't you guys get in there and I'll throw the studio to you.
Oh, all right. I'll, you go ahead and talk and I'll walk
Okay, cool. Yeah, I can do that. I can rant about something. Oh, it's time for Mascot Wedding Media Watch. Because sometimes, if you're watching the news, hi, gang, Mac here, by the way. Sometimes if you're watching the local news, it does stuff like, is your child safe from hookworms that may be killing them right now? Find out tonight at 11. Like, they'll set up some sort of like crazy premise and, you know, to try and get you to watch. Like, could fires destroy your home? Tune in at 11. And it's like 7. And like, or like, is weather going to blow your car up tomorrow? Find out later. It's like, this is information that I should probably know now. I'm used to that kind of thing from local news, so I don't sweat it. However, NPR, National Public Radio, did something quite similar the other day. Hey, NPR Tech Report coming tomorrow. And it's like, on tomorrow's show, is a computer worm turning your home PC or Macintosh into a nefarious supercomputer? Find out tomorrow. And it's like, you know what? If that's the case, that it's find out into and turn into a nefarious supercomputer, I probably want to know now. All right, let's see if we can transition the studio over to our boys and have a really fun show. Is he going to take it?
I hope that took it. I guess we're taking it. So, yeah, we're having a little bit of a technical issue. I hope you are being very... What's the word I'm looking for? Patient? Nice? You're being nice about it while we settle up. I don't know what Mac was talking about. I was busy setting up Studio 2, so we've got our guests in the submarine. Are you guys comfortable? Your mics are on right now, so give me a check.
This is Lance Gilstrap.
All right, let's see. Go ahead, give me another one.
This is Lance Gilstrap.
All right, that's probably me on my headphones. And then can we get microphone 4, please?
This is Nick Ramirez on mic 4.
Nick Ramirez on mic four.
Five.
Okay.
That sticker says five.
Oh my God, you guys. Hey, guys, I just came to Studio 2.
All right.
Rush Evans, host of the previous show, was just yakking about something, Lord knows.
So I'm sorry, I missed what you're talking about in Studio 1.
It was pretty great, but not important.
Oh, okay.
Here's your bed music, BT.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll slide that in.
Hey, so Nick and Lance, how you guys doing?
I'm doing great. I'd say B minus if we're going with the letter grade system as well.
That was just for the hosts.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't try and show up.
4 stars.
Huh?
4 stars out of 10.
I don't think your microphone's out of
grade. That's me. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
Try it again.
4 stars.
Hey, there we go. All
right.
Yes, the star system was appropriate for guests. Take a page, Lance. So did I miss anything in your credits?
No.
9 minutes ago when I introduced you guys?
Yeah, I forgot about that. No, I think you covered it all.
But we're here to, we're going to talk about certain stuff. But yeah, guys also got some shows coming up, right?
Oh, yeah. We do, me and Lance are doing a sketch comedy show every Friday in October at Cold Town.
So it's called Me and Lance?
It's Midnight Society Presents.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, hold on.
The full title is Midnight Society Presents Halloween Spooktacular 4 Midnight Gallery.
Wow, that sounds like something I'm sure our listening audience is sure to remember.
I'm sure they will.
So have you gone with an acronym for it yet? Have you figured that one out?
Does it spell out something dirty? Get out of here.
No, it's just a long title. The Halloween shows have a tradition of having a really long title.
But the key part is Midnight Society Presents. That means it's the sketch wing.
It's got this Midnight Society seal of approval.
And Midnight, how long has Midnight Society been together?
4 years. We just had our anniversary.
Happy anniversary!
We're in our fifth year of improv.
What did you guys do for your anniversary?
Most of us are missing, and we had like a 3-person show.
Oh, okay. What were the circumstances for being missing?
I don't remember.
Like missing as in police are involved?
No,
we didn't. We did involve the police.
That's probably for the best.
It's like, hey, a couple guys are missing tonight. Like, literally, we can't find them. But Midnight Society's still going strong.
We found fingernails in the wall, but that's the only clue we have.
Sorry. We went milk carton, and I think that took care of it.
Do people still do that? Are faces still on milk cartons?
Well, we found Andy. Milk carton.
Andy, yeah. Andy Petruzzo.
That's great.
Also from Midnight Society.
Correct.
Now, you mentioned this is the tradition is that the Halloween shows have long names. How long have you been doing the Halloween show?
Well, this is Halloween Spooktacular 4.
Of course.
So figure it out.
Don't talk to us like we're idiots, Lance.
Yeah, because that title is so GD long, I forgot half of it. By the time I got to the middle, I was sleepy.
I didn't know there'd be a quiz, Gilstrap.
Well, that's awesome. So in a nutshell, what can you tell us about the Halloween Spooktacular?
Well, the theme is basically that Rod Serling, host of the Night Gallery,
right.
has gone missing for one reason or another, and someone has to step up and step into his suit. Mm-hmm. And to host Night Gallery, which is still on TV, as everyone knows.
Of course.
Wait, that was a show?
Yeah. It was a show after Twilight Zone.
Yeah. We based our sketch comedy show on a show that no one's ever heard of from 40 years ago.
The host wrote off as terrible.
Yeah, I loved Night Gallery. I loved watching him with his weird toupee standing in front of pictures and not being involved in any other way. It was really great.
Yeah, he had like a more shaggy haircut in the...
Yeah, with the changing times.
Oh, it was the 70s.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's coming up. That's going to be every what?
Friday at 8:30 p.m.
In October?
Correct.
So this coming Friday?
Yes.
That sounds like a super fun thing. By the way, David and I not involved in that at all.
Nope. No, we are not.
Do not think this is us doing some sort of backdoor humble brag promotion.
Are you guys allowed to do that? Mention if you're involved in it?
Yeah, we are.
We are.
We didn't think we used to be.
Right, exactly.
Oh, well, you are going to be there 1 week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but that's we won't talk about
that. Yeah, that's secondary.
Well, I would say we're going to have different opening acts every Friday, and the one on the 14th is going to be awesome because it's Augustine Tash.
You got the magician.
Yeah, he's a magician. He performs every Wednesday at the Nomad. He's like a close-up magician. He'll just come up to your table and do little tricks for you, like card tricks.
Far away magician would be some dude like on a stage.
It'd be like, he is going to be on stage on Friday, October 14th. But
well done, Nick. Well done.
But it's a small stage, and he did a show for us once, and it was awesome. So
because it is Halloween, will he be eschewing his typical close-up magic in favor of real dark art magic?
Well, he uses the dark arts.
Spell the CK.
He uses the dark arts.
All magicians.
My goodness.
Demons are involved.
That's weird because he seemed super nice that one time I met him.
Right.
What's his name again?
Augustine Tash.
I'll never remember it.
So, yeah, you met this guy at the Nomad. He was doing he was doing up close magic there. Yeah. And I also met him once, and he's a very nice guy. But if you ever talk to him, and he talks about, like, he's from Brazil, right?
Uruguay.
And he'll sort of nonchalantly talk about how he used to be a pickpocket and how he gave that up because it was too dangerous. And I was like, go back to that story. I would listen to him tell stories about his pickpocketing career in Uruguay.
Yeah, he stole Nick's phone once, and I was so excited that he was going to start stealing our stuff, but it stopped there.
For the record, I was there when he took Nick's phone. It was awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
It was the best.
Although, I kind of want Nick to clock him.
Yeah.
Just right in the face. Because he's like, I'm not going to do his voice, but he goes, is this your phone? And you should just be like, you son of a... And then he's like, beer bottle right to the side. I think you were drinking a Sapporo, so that's got a really thick can. You probably just could have clocked him out just with one hit of a beer can.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sapporo is my favorite beer. I ordered it whether I'm in a Japanese restaurant or any place.
Well, it's a good beer to fight with because you could just take the butt of that bottle and put it right there on the bridge of the nose and just break it. It's
Do you guys like when you go for sushi, you feel like you have to order the Japanese beer? Absolutely. Even though they have like the type of beer that you would order?
I get water. I don't need to get loaded when I'm eating sushi.
You got to like convince yourself that you're not eating sushi, though. Like make yourself forget that you're eating uncooked meat.
No, I
enjoy the taste of it, actually.
Why do you go get sushi, Nick? If you have to lie to yourself and say it's pizza.
No, I like sushi.
The old ball and chain, huh? Mm-hmm. Ah, Marone. I stole two jokes from you right there. Right in front of your face on the radio. What are you going to do about it? Where's your trusty Sapporo can? You don't got it right now. You're my turf now, Ramirez.
I like the idea of getting in a bar fight with a can.
Yeah.
Exactly. Smash the can.
It's a thick can. Yeah. It's not going to crumple. You throw that on the ground, it's going to bounce right back if you can lift it.
Well, also, aluminum is pretty sharp, so if you were to, like, rip the can in half, you could use it the same way a person would use a broken bottle.
So you're assuming this thing, you can't rip it in half.
It's a really thick can.
It's super thick. Are you not listening?
Yeah, I understand that.
It uses tempered Japanese steel.
Yeah, it's a real thick can.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I believe you.
You ever seen that movie Kill Bill?
I saw half of it.
Okay, the first half, she goes to Japan, and she's like, I need some Japanese steel.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking about a Sapporo can.
Oh, the one that's that one dude made is like the strongest can in the world?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm back on board now.
Yeah, I think they had a commercial about it. The strongest can in the world. And they'd be like, how do I pick up ladies' can? And it wouldn't say anything. And then it'd be like, drink Sapporo.
Hey, guys, how do you feel about Kill Bill?
I really liked it when it came out. I haven't seen it since it was in theaters, really. I own both Kill Bills on Blu-ray, but I haven't watched them.
I'm not asking you to show off. All right. We're not. This isn't Cribs. I'm just asking you your opinion on a movie, Lance.
It very enjoyable. It's not like it's no Jackie Brown, but I like it.
That's interesting that you said Jackie Brown. Yeah, I feel the same way. I've mentioned this before several times on the radio show. One of my unemployment goals or dreams is to have enough time to edit both movies down to one good movie, and that's I'd like to share that with you right now. So that's what I would like to do.
Well, you know that he did that, edited them together, and it's called The Whole Bloody Affair, but it's longer.
No, what I'm saying, yeah, exactly. I would take pieces of both parts, make it 1 2.5-hour movie. Like, because there's a lot of fat in those movies that I feel need to be trimmed, and I think it would be a lot more enjoyable if you got rid of that fat. So, yeah, I don't care about that whole Bloody Affair, that dumb thing.
I hope your dream... You edited it together, and you're like, man, I made such a great movie out of this. I'm going to take it and show it to Quentin Tarantino. And you buy a ticket to L.A., and you take the bus to the airport, and you get on the plane, you fly to L.A., and take a taxi all the way from Burbank to wherever he lives, and you write to his door, and then the wind blows the DVD away.
Your only copy.
And you go, no! And he opens the door, and he goes, yeah, what? And then you're like, no.
But thankfully, I'm wearing open-toed shoes, and he looks down at my feet, and he goes, come on in, because he's a prevert. Anyway.
But wait, in this scenario, do you enter the door?
Yeah, it's Quentin Tarantino. What am I going to do?
Okay, that's not...
What am I going to do? Not let him suck on my toes?
That's not on him, then.
What? No, it's not on him.
It takes two to get your toes sucked.
Yeah.
I think that it's a pop... You know that expression, it takes two to get your toes sucked?
Uh-huh, and also that popular song.
This is its literal meaning.
Yes. Lance and Nick.
Man, you guys should see how these two are dressed right now.
Yeah.
They got some sleeveless tees on, a lot of tattoos. Are you guys going to like a dubstep concert after this? What is going on?
Yeah. I was thinking about going to a dubstep concert. Yeah, there's like 12 of them to choose from.
Can I criticize one of your tattoos? S-O-U-L-J-A is not how you spell soldier.
Well, when you put boy after it, it is.
All right.
Oh, I want to show them this thing. I'll be right back. Sorry. I left my bag in the other room. Keep talking.
It's a great show, guys.
So it's like,
we're killing it today.
Yeah, really professional.
So, but Nick, you're involved in another show.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that was it. It was a setup.
Yeah, I host the game show the first Thursday at 10 p.m. at Cold Town Theater every month, and yeah, we're doing our next show this Thursday. Now, actually, you won the first ever game show that we did last.
Yeah, week. I crushed it. I killed it. And I know FCC regulations, scare regulations, prevent us from revealing any of the spooky material that's going to happen at the Midnight Society Spooktacular, but I think we are going to get a little sampling of the game show, right?
Oh yeah.
So not right now, but later on.
I got it ready though.
Yeah, we're gonna take a break, and then when we come back, people can call in, and you can play for tickets to some of these shows by answering some questions, right?
But yeah, it wound up, we did like a version of the pyramid game at the end, and it wound up between just you and Lance over Yeah, you guys were on the same page. It was crazy.
I feel like if you... I chose Lance for a reason. I feel like we've seen enough of the same stuff that if he couldn't... You know, because with Pyramid Game, you can't say certain words. You're trying to guess like a
category.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like one of the categories was things a cactus might say. And you somehow got that right.
Well, I cheated with that one. I gestured.
So, but Lance did a good job of feeding that. However, I feel like same thing with Taboo. Like a friend of mine were playing one time, and you know, in Taboo, you trying to get someone to say a word like hat, but you can't say words related to it, like brim, head, hair, you know, baseball, cap. Like you couldn't say like related words
because those words are taboo.
Yes, but we had both seen enough Simpsons, so we could just reference the Simpsons and be like, "Hey, remember that time Bart lost his red what when touring the box factory?" And they'd be like, "Oh, hat."
Or like Homer once got a nacho blank.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, "Ectomy," because, right? Is that
yeah, they removed a nacho.
Yeah. That's a great show. Is that
show
still on?
His nacho.
No, it's not on.
Okay.
After season 8, it just stopped being on.
It's not even
television.
On in syndication anymore.
It had a great run. The Simpsons, I believe.
You guys need to give it another chance. I think it's all right.
Speaking of shows that are still on, this is, I know I could have Googled this and I can Google it right now. Is Cold Pizza still on?
Cold Pizza?
That's a show? ESPN 2 show?
I feel like that used to be on, didn't that used to be on Fox in the mornings? And then got moved over to cable at some point?
No.
Oh, we got hot update from one of our tweeters. Bleo says, oh my God, I love sushi so much, and I drink hot sake when I eat it.
That sounds
important news, updating at all times.
I don't drink the hot sake while I'm having sushi. I drink the cold because I'm scared the hot sake is going to cook the fish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel the need to get loaded once again while drinking fish. I'm sorry, you know.
Well, maybe it's because you're drinking fish. You're doing something wrong.
I don't want to get. I'm just going to say there's something that doesn't sit right with me about hot sake, and I prefer the cold sake because I like the consistency of it a little better.
You like the unfiltered? Go unfiltered?
No, I go extremely filtered.
You guys ever put your sakis in the freezer in the morning, and then when you put them on your feet?
Nick, I think we're talking about something else entirely.
Oh, I love it. Hey, let's go take a break.
Okay. Do you have, are you set up here?
No, I'm not. You got to hand me a little cord to plug it in.
Oh, I see.
Pew, 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 pew. Hey, guys. TV Girl is a band we've played here in the past, and they have a new 7-inch out on, I forget the record label. Who cares? Why would that matter? And it is called, what is it called? I'm super smart at this. Oh, wait, I was looking up something dumb. Now I got it. Oh, it's happening. It's a Girls Like Me single, and it's coming up. More Masked Wedding after this.
All right. And we're back with more Masked Wedding Show. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. We have special in-studio guests.
Nick Ramirez.
And?
Lance Gilstrap.
They are comedians, of course. You may know them from Midnight Society and a whole bunch of other super fun projects, right?
Super fun.
Super fun. And they got a show coming up Fridays this month at 8:30 at Cold Town Theater. It is the Midnight Society Presents
Halloween Spooktacular 4 Midnight Gallery.
Or, yeah, just show up. How about that? If you want to.
ColdTownTheater.com has information about it.
It sure does, Nick.
Never allowed to say that.
Are you sad? Seems sad about that info. Nick is also involved in a show that's going to be going on stage this Thursday called The Game Show Show. And we're going to give a lucky caller or three a taste of it. So right now, if you want to play The Game Show Show, call in right now, 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Phone lines are open. Our call screener, Tim, is standing by. Hey, we just heard, by the way, off of their Girls Like Me, 7-inch. I Was TV Girl. A lot of girls going on right there.
No, I thought that was an adequate enough amount of girls.
Yep. Did I steal that off the internet? No, I bought it from that band off their Bandcamp.
Good for you.
Some guy the other day was like, hey, it's like kind of like National. So I went onto a computer and boop, boop, bang. 5 minutes later, like I had their entire catalog. I was like, oh, that's great. That's great that they didn't see a dime of that.
Yeah. It's, I love them so much that I hope they go under this business, I guess. I don't know.
He was seeing them live. Do most bands do that, though? When you buy a ticket to the show, do they just go, here's all our music?
No.
Oh, that's not. Weird.
I've downloaded like entire discographies before of bands, and I just can't get into them because it's just too much at once. Like you can't get into five albums of Led Zeppelin all at once.
Yeah. This guy just shot himself in the foot. Oh, phone lines are blowing up. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm calling about the game show show.
Yeah. What about it?
I'm not sure. I heard there was a, maybe tickets to be given away or something like that. Is that the case?
That is the case. Hey, you're on the air right now. What's your name, caller?
Great, Matt.
Matt, how are you doing, Matt?
I'm pretty good. Thanks.
Okay, are you ready to play the game show show?
Yes, indeed. I am ready.
Okay, Nick, do you want to explain the rules to Matt?
Yeah, well, Matt, have you ever heard of the Match Game?
The Match Game?
Yeah, it's an old show in the 70s. Basically, our game show is a lot like the game, The Match Game. The way it works is I'll read a sentence with one word taken out, so it'll be a blank, fill in the blank sentence, and we'll ask our panels here, which is Mac, David, and Lance, to come up with something to fill in that blank, and they'll do that silently. Meanwhile, you'll do it with words from out of your mouth, and then okay. We'll compare your answer to the answers of the panelists, and if you get a match, then you win.
Okay.
So if he gets one match, he's got to get one match to get these tickets? I say that
let's
sounds
say,
good.
Okay. All right.
Now, but what Matt doesn't know is we may decide to do jokes or we may decide to give the real answer.
Yeah, you don't know whether they're going to play it safe or play it for laughs.
So you gotta take that. Have you listened to the show before, Matt?
Yeah.
Well, then you got to feel us out. You know what I mean?
Because you know Mac and David are a couple cut-ups.
That's right. Real jokesters.
Lance is a wild card. I don't know what he's going to do.
All right. Well, I'll turn the hosting duties over to Nick, even though it makes me physically ill to have someone else host my show for a second.
Okay. Well, Matt, let's get to know you a little bit. Where are you from?
I'm from Bryan, Texas.
Bryan, Texas. So you went with what's the spelling on that? Bryan?
Yeah, Bryan, either one.
Okay. Wait, either one? You'll go Y or A?
You could go Bryn. But the correct spelling would be Bryan.
Okay, I'll stick with Bryn. Now, Matt, I'm going to ask you this question. Don't say your answer right away because we want to give the panel some time to come up with their answer.
Sure.
Okay, so here we go. Forget about food trucks. The next big trend in Austin will be food blank. Okay, so we got David's going to write his down in his moleskin. We got Mac is working off of an iPad. And then we got Lance over here. He's working off of an iPhone. So they're going to lock in their answers.
Lord Quizmaster Nick, could you read the question again?
I'll repeat the question. Forget about food trucks. The next big trend in Austin will be food blank.
Hmm.
Now, if this were the game show, we'd have some music to play along right here.
I can do it.
So, Matt, are we waiting for our panel? Is our panel locked in?
Hold on.
Okay, well, Max, going a little slow here.
Okay,
Max,
done.
Max Googling.
Done.
Max Googling the answer to that.
You know, there's not a real answer, Matt.
I'm ready.
Right. Okay, Matt, what is your answer? Forget about food trucks. The next big trend in Austin will be food.
Bicycle?
F- Food bicycles. Bicycle. Good answer. Bicycle. Okay, let's start with David.
I had food trains. Food trains.
That's funny. We did this question at the show last month, and someone said food trains, and someone else said food bicycles. So good answer. But not a match. Not a match. Mac, what'd you say?
I'm sorry, Matt. I had food cars.
Food cars.
I'm showing Nick the proof. I was trying to get on a wavelength with you.
Lance, what did you say?
I said, because I was trying to avoid the same answer that I gave at the show, I said food monkeys.
Food monkeys.
I don't really see the correlation there.
They'll bring the food to you.
He's a wild card. We told you that.
Well, awesome. Tell you what, Matt, I like you. So can we go another round for him, Nick?
Yeah, I got some more questions here.
Okay.
All right, Matt, let me choose a good one here. Okay, this one's fun. And remember, there's like standards and practices here at the radio station, right? Like, you can't say certain words.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be filthy with it.
Okay. The line at Taco Deli was so long.
How long was it?
Thank you. It was so long, Henry decided to start playing with his blank. Okay, so Matt, don't say anything just yet. We're going to wait for our celebrity panelists to lock in. So... Mm-hmm. Matt, you're from Bryn, Texas, is that right?
Yeah.
What's the population there? What are we looking at? About 100,000?
53,422.
53,422?
Yeah.
Very specific. Yeah. So it was 53,423 before you left. Is that right?
Ooh, yeah, probably so.
Okay. And is that in the East Texas area?
No, it's towards Houston. So is that east from here? Yeah.
Okay, so it's east of here. All right.
Yeah.
That's good enough. Are we locked in yet, Matt? Mac?
Locked in.
Mac is locked in. David's locked in. Lance is locked
in. I'm locked in.
Okay, so Matt, then I'll ask you. The line at Taco Deli was so long. How long was it? It was so long, Henry decided to start playing with his...
I'd say he started playing with his shoes.
With his shoes.
Shoes.
That's not a very fun thing to play with.
Oh, man, you don't know how to do it.
What are you doing with your shoes, Matt?
It's not what you do with the shoes.
No, I guess that's true. Okay, so let's start on the other side.
I think President Kennedy said that. It's not what you do with your shoes, it's what your shoes do with you, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, great.
All right, let's start with Lance this time. Lance, the line at Taco Deli was so long, Henry decided to start playing with his what?
Ironic mustache.
Yeah, that's what I should have said.
Okay, you assumed it was hipster, Henry. I didn't specify, but...
He said a taco trailer.
Okay. No, Taco Deli's
Taco Deli's a brick and mortar.
Oh, I didn't hear the deli.
Oh, asterisk.
That's her taco.
Asterisk.
You heard taco and you saw red. Mac, what did he decide to start playing with?
I put loaded gun.
It's very fun. Now, David, I don't think you said shoe, because that's a really weird answer.
Well... Guess what, guys? I didn't. I said last will and testament.
Okay, that's another strange answer. Is it? Do you frequently pull out your last will and testament?
Well, because the line is so long, he's preparing for death.
I see.
And so he's playing with it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, just playing around with it, just toying with stuff, just scenarios. Look, as a fan of the original Match game, I've taken more of the Charles Nelson Reilly role.
Oh, back off. That's my job.
Okay, fine. I'll be more of a Brett Summers, and I'll just play with my big glasses and be surly.
We'll tell you what, Matt.
Yeah.
You didn't get a match. Wow. However, you fought valiantly. So if you come on down to Cold Town this Thursday at 8:30, yeah, and tell them your name is Matt Shoes,
okay,
we'll put you on the guest list.
Okay.
And
as long as I think you have to play with your shoes for 3 minutes beforehand to prove that you really are Matt Great. Shoes.
I'd gladly do that.
And tell you what, to also verify your identity, do you, email me at mascotwedding@gmail.com.
Great. Okay.
Okay, and I'll give you the rest of the info.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
I am worried that people are going to think that everything at Cold Town Theater is based on a show from the 70s. Now.
That's not true.
Nope.
What about Welcome Back, Improviser? Where that one improv teacher?
David, that's based on Welcome Back, Cotter.
Oh no.
What about that show, Marsh?
What's that one?
Oh, it's like MASH, but oh.
Well, what about that show, Marred?
So, like, Maud?
It is. It's based on that 70s show. Oh.
Why do we keep just throwing R's into the titles of things?
Oh, wait. No, we've got one that's based on that 70s show, and that was from the 2000s.
I hate this.
How about your show called TV's Probe? It's based on that short-lived show, Probe. That was in the 80s, guys.
I don't remember Probe.
Well, that's your fault. Well, I'll tell you what. That was fun. You want someone else to try the match game?
Sure, we can do that.
472-5667. Tell you what, you can have your choice of tickets to the game show, or also Midnight Society.
Midnight Society presents Halloween Spooktacular for Midnight Gallery.
That sounds good. So 472-5667. Calling right now. 472-KOOP.
Can I try and say the title of the show? I think I've got it now.
Yeah. I want to hear it. Yeah.
Midnight Society presents Halloween Spooktacular for Midnight Gallery.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
That felt great. That really did. Because I was struggling with it and I didn't want to be a jerk about it and be like, forget it. Like, because that's really disrespectful when people don't bother to learn the names of things. So,
what are you talking about, Daniel?
If someone got the Mascot Reunion show wrong, I know you guys would be really.
Hey, come on.
This might be a nightmare of a bore to listen to, but the Midnight Society, second Midnight Society Spooktacular was Midnight Society Spooktacular 2, T-O-O. And the third one was called Midnight Society Spooktacular 2, T-O-O, 2, the number 2, Halloween Spooktacular 3.
I like that a lot.
Hold on, let me write that out, and then I'm sure I'll just be busting up laughing.
You got another one.
Okay, K-O-O-P, you're on the air.
Hello.
What is your name, caller? You're on the air right now.
My name is Brendan.
Brendan, how are you doing today, Brendan?
Pretty good. How y'all doing?
I'm doing excellent.
I like that he asked.
Brendan, do you want to play the game show?
Yeah, I'd love to. I love game shows.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to pass the hosting duties back to your fabulous host, Nick Ramirez.
Hello, Brendan. Are you ready to get a fill in the blank question? Did you hear Matt play along?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay, great. So you know how the game is played. So we'll just jump right in here. All right, the drought is so bad in Texas right now, firefighters have had to stop using water to combat all the flames. Instead, they've resorted to using blank. Okay, we're going to let our panelists figure the things out here.
Can you read that question again?
I will. The drought is so bad in Texas right now.
How bad is it?
It's so bad, firefighters have had to stop using water to combat all the flames. Instead, they've resorted to using blank.
I'm locked in.
I am locked in.
Lance, are you locked in?
Locked in.
Okay, great. That was quick. So what do you say, Brendan? What have they been using to fight those fires?
Oh, I'm going to go with
Saints. I think there's a wolf in your car, Brendan.
What was his answer?
Instead of using water, they've resorted to using what?
Gravy.
Gravy.
Gravy. You understand how this is played, Brent. I feel like you and Matt don't understand that you want to match up your answer with other people, so you want to say something that someone else might say. But we'll accept it. David, what did you say?
I got to say, he's not too far off from me. I said barbecue sauce.
Oh.
Barbecue sauce.
Judges, can we say that's a match?
Yes,
okay. Yeah, barbecue sauce is like
it's
gravy.
Texas
gravy.
It's a
gravy.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I like that Brendan did his own ding, 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 ding.
No, that was me.
Oh, was it? I thought I heard it through the phone. I'm sorry.
Okay, Matt.
I wish it was Brendan.
What did you say? What did they use? Tears.
Tears.
They've been using tears to fight those fires.
I thought that they'd be real sad about the fires.
If I may say, you're doing this on your iPad and you're writing it on like with your finger, and it looks like a Jeopardy answer, and I love that. I love that so much.
I downloaded
an app super fast.
Wow. Okay, Lance, what did you say? What have they been resorted to using?
Wishes.
Wishes.
Okay, but you got one out of three, and that's good enough for us.
You and me, Brendan, forever.
All right. Awesome.
So, Brendan, would you like, tell you what, Brendan? I feel like you won.
I won?
So, Brendan Gravy, that'll be your name. Could you email me at mascotwedding@gmail.com?
You got it.
And we will talk over the how we can get you into one of the shows at Cold Town.
That's awesome. Thanks. You guys are the best.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, we're the best.
We are the best. You want to do one more?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I like this.
472-5667, 472-KOOP. We have one more pair of guest list passes. What are you doing?
Yeah, let's do pairs.
Pairs. Oh, coming correct.
And that's for any Friday in October at 8:30 p.m. or for the game show this Thursday at 10 p.m.
You are just crushing it with the promotion.
I got a couple more questions. These are like really specific to the Cold Town Theater community and to Austin community.
Are these going to be like a roast of certain people?
No.
Have you guys ever thought about doing a roast at Cold Town?
Hold on a second. We got two tweets.
Okay.
One from somebody named Bohonkus13. And they say, been listening to your show for about a year now. Really enjoy it. really enjoy it, but was wondering, is it a comedy show? Question mark.
Wow. Thanks.
What is
Thanks,
it?
Mister.
Ouch.
I don't.
You got dissed by the Bohunk.
Does he though? Let's look at this guy.
Yeah.
His name is Eric.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read his tweets.
I don't know if... whatever. It's out there in the public.
He says, where's the rum ham? Which is last tweet not aimed at us.
Where's the...
I can't has whiskey. Yeah, you know what? If you enjoy it and it's because you're laughing, I think it's a comedy show, Bahonkus. Anyway, Dave Justice says, clearly the answer was food donks. Oh, it was.
Justice!
Dave Justice, KOOP are on the air. Yellow collar. Hung up.
Probably Bohonkus 13.
Probably Bohonkus.
He heard you and he got mad. I think he wants more drinking humor.
Yeah.
I think so.
Tell you what, call in, Bohonkus. 472-5667. Toll free.
We did that Sapporo riff.
we sure did.
That Sapporo riff.
Well, he probably thought that was deadly serious, so he was listening intently, and he's like, when are they going to get to the jokes? Why are they talking about my favorite Japanese beer?
Yes, yeah, use it as a blade. Of course.
I shave with it sometimes.
Look to more of this guy's tweets. A little unsavory.
is it blue, or is it just...
blue.
Unsettling.
But thank you for listening, as always, Bohonkus.
Yes, thank you very much.
Bohonkus 13. Was Bohonkus 1 through 12 taken? Or does 13 have a special meaning for Bohonkus?
Probably born in 1913.
I did.
Yeah, probably. That's probably it.
I did a this comedy show last night.
Yes.
And it was called Hashtag Theater or something. Hashtag Comedy, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, at the end, all the comedians performed. They read out our Twitter handles. And my Twitter handle's stupid. The guy, it's like, did you like Mac Blake? You can follow him at Maccabee Dazzler. And I was like, ooh, brother. KOOP, you're on the air.
Awesome. I was calling to play the game.
Oh, well, first you got to do me a favor, turn your radio down.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. We're still friends. What's your name, caller?
Emily.
Emily. What are you up to today, Emily?
Helping my friend move, I'm going to be late because I'm going to call y'all in this game.
Wait, are you helping her move at night?
Yeah, she lives in like this month-by-month housing, and she had to be out by 7.
Wait, so is this... Are these
out by 7?
Are these night moves?
Oh. Are these night moves?
Are you working on a night moves?
Working on night moves.
Oh, you already wrote a song about it. Well, yeah. You're a great mover. Well, I like this energy. I like this energy, Emily. Let me pass the torch to your host, Nick Ramirez.
Okay. Okay. So, Emily, did you hear Brendan and Matt play the game?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you know exactly how to play. So I'll just go ahead and read the question. Recently, Helen took her family to Hippie Hollow. They remembered to bring their towels and snacks, but they completely forgot to bring their blank.
Bring their Hippie blank. Hollow?
Yeah, so I'll read the question again real quick. Recently, Helen took her family to Hippie Hollow. They remembered to bring their towels and snacks, but they completely forgot to bring their blank.
Locked in.
Emily, have you ever been to Hippie Hollow?
No.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's, I'm not exactly sure either, but it's kind of like a lagoon area where people are often naked. So that's probably what people are going to incorporate in their answers. I'll read it one more time. Recently, Helen took her family to Hippie Hollow. They remembered to bring their towels and snacks, but they completely forgot to bring their blank. Is everyone locked in?
Everyone's locked in.
Locked. Yep.
Okay, Emily, what do you say? What did they forget to bring?
What?
Well, Emily, for swearing on the air, you win the prize of driving your car into a cliff.
Wait. What? I don't even get where the anger or that... came from.
I think maybe she was making a joke because they were nudists.
Okay. Well, we don't have to break down what was said because hopefully it didn't go over the air. But
maybe they thought you hung up on her.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Wow.
It sounded like we lost her.
Got some anger issues then, Emily.
Seriously. Yeah. It's just a phone disconnecting. Like, you didn't have to.
Well, she's got a hard life moving every month.
Well, did any of you write that dirty word down?
Actually, you know what? I did.
We all did.
That's.
Well, what did you guys write down? I'm curious.
Joke's on you, Emily.
Well, we'll save this.
Okay, we'll match with someone else.
Yeah, 472-5667, 472-KOOP. One person who knows the words you're not allowed to say on air.
Yes, preferably.
And don't ask them to us to test them.
Yeah.
Maybe that was Bohonkus, his friend.
Oh, maybe.
Oh.
This is like their Project Mayhem. They're like.
Bohonkus Army. Whoa, what just happened?
What did happen there?
That was the biggest pop for that B ever.
Yeah.
Bohonkus Army.
And once again, we are with Lance Gilstrap and Nick Ramirez, stars, runaway stars of the Midnight Society Presents Halloween Spooktacular for Midnight Gallery. It's just so much more comfortable to say.
How many members of their, or excuse me, how many members are there in Midnight Society in its current lineup?
Six. Although we have one extra person do the sketch show with us.
Who's doing it this time?
Kyle Sweeney.
Kyle Sweeney. Oh, yeah. He of the P Company.
P Company.
He's a very funny guy. So you are 2/7 of Midnight Society, and you are 1/1 of Lance and Gilstrap, or Gilstrap and Ramirez. Not Lance and Gilstrap.
And it's actually Ramirez and Gilstrap. I as much as I'd like it to be Gilstrap and Ramirez, Nick won that fight.
This is how you are standing right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that is how I did it. Because you were in a earlier microphone.
You read people left to right when you're...
When it comes to microphones, I go clockwise.
I read people the other way. I like read them the same way I read the Torah. So it's always been Ramirez and Gilstrap to me, according to this.
That's why when David and I have our our duo thing, we refer to it as Hada and Master.
Don't care for that very much.
What say you, slave?
All right.
472-5667. 472-KOOP. We have one more person can play.
Yeah, and I really liked my answer, so I want to do this one.
How many more questions do you have?
I think I just have one more.
Oh, okay. We'll save it then.
Yeah. You said there was a struggle to name Ramirez and Gilstrap. Was there an actual struggle? Like, did you guys talk about it?
Okay. I think it was just a matter of, like, it sounds better. Uh-huh. Ramirez and Gilstrap just sounds better than Gilstrap and Ramirez.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't really done anything together like that in 2 years or so. We haven't performed as Ramirez and Gilstrap in like 2 years.
Why not? Let's bring it back.
Oh, it's right now. You got Ramirez and Gilstrap right now.
Yeah, but brother, you're sort of...
This is what we can expect. Gross. Tainted meat. That's what you guys are.
What?
Tainted meat?
I don't know.
Oh, jeez. Oh, there we go. We got a call.
KEOOP, you're on the air.
Bring him up.
Oh, sorry. KEOOP, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Beth.
Beth. Beth, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
What are you up to, Beth?
I am just driving back from San Antonio.
Oh, I see. What are you doing in San Antonio?
Visiting family.
Are you excited about the Buc-ee's they're going to build between San Antonio and Austin?
Oh, well, clean bathrooms are always a plus.
They are definitely always a plus. I frequently am unable to hold it in for 90 minutes that it takes to get between the two cities. Was that too much information, Beth?
No. Mm-mm.
Beth, I like you. Call me after the show. So
that's a David move.
Not really doing this. Anyway, Beth, I'm going to hand you over to Nick Ramirez.
Beth, okay. Did you listen earlier when we were playing the game?
Yeah, I heard the last question.
Okay, yeah, so it's a fill-in-the-blank question. We're just going to ask you that question again. Recently, Helen took her family to Hippie Hollow. They remembered to bring their towels and snacks, but they completely forgot to bring their blank.
Sunscreen.
So sunscreen. Oh. Sunscreen? Okay, I think our panelists are already locked in.
Oh, yeah.
Locked
yeah, in. We were already locked in. But in the future, you wait.
You be a good Beth. And you
I'm
wait.
Sorry.
It's okay, but we already had a locked in from a previous dirtbag who called.
Before I turn it Beth, you're from San Antonio?
No, I'm from Austin.
Okay. Did you go to any restaurants when you were in San Antonio?
No, not today. Okay. Usually we go to Taco Garage in San Antonio.
Taco Garage?
Uh-huh. It's pretty good.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of grease in the tacos over there?
No.
All right, so let's start with...
That wasn't anything. Don't take that the wrong way. I think he was legitimately asking about grease.
It's a garage.
It's a garage.
Exactly.
It's
a
pun.
Uh-huh.
That's what we do here. We do puns.
It's a pun show, right?
Yeah. Don't tell people.
I believe we do. This is a show for a year. It's a pun show, right?
Okay, so Beth, let's see if you won. Let's start with David. David, what did you say? What did they completely forget to bring?
I said birthday suits. I said they forgot to bring their birthday suits.
All right, that's funny.
Thanks, Nick.
That's good.
No, Beth, have you been to Hippie Hollow before?
I haven't been there, but I know of it.
Okay, you know the stories. Mac, what did you say? What did they forget to bring? Their sunscreen.
I said sunscreen.
Okay.
All right.
Yay. That's a match.
Oh, hold on. I'll take care of it.
Sure. David's weird iPod. Oh, no, I see what's going on. Okay, yeah. Mac, so you guys have a lot in common, it seems like. So maybe you guys should talk after the show. Lance, what did they forget to bring?
Blindfolds.
A lot of unattractive people there in various states of undress.
Usually the type of person that goes to a nudist beach is the type of person I don't want to see at a nudist beach.
Oh, well, I would suggest not going there then.
I wouldn't. Seriously. Right, that's why I don't go to them.
Why does Lance have so much hate in his heart?
But Beth, you did get a match with Mac, so you win some tickets to Coal Town Theater if you'd like them. So I'll let Matt tell you about that.
Yeah, yeah, Beth. Tell me about email me at mascotwedding@gmail.com, and I'll set you up with some more information.
Okay, what was the email again?
Mascot Wedding.
Okay.
That's the name of our show, if you don't know that. mascotwedding@gmail.com.
That's very confusing if she doesn't know the name.
Yeah, sorry, mascotwedding.
Okay.
And we'll hook you up. Thanks for calling and playing.
It was mascotwedding13@gmail.com.
Nope, mascot wedding. Take it easy, Beth.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, right, bye. Hung up on her mid-sentence. Hey, guys. And with those people that won tickets, they can go to some shows coming up, because that was an awful transition. I was trying to set it up, but we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we sure do.
So one more time, what's happening with you two dudes this month?
Well, on Fridays in October, you can go at 8:30 to see Midnight Society Presents sketch show, and I'll just leave it at that since Mac hates the name so much.
I don't hate the name.
Halloween Spectacular for Midnight Gallery.
Yeah. It's like scary sketch comedy. It's all kinds of fun.
I've been to a previous show, and I have to say that honestly, it was super fun. Yeah.
And there will be blood, for real.
And maybe come to the 14th, because you get to see like an awesome magician who is really like amazing to see. Or the 21st to see Stag.
Hey, come on. You don't have to do that.
Okay.
But thank you for doing that.
But yeah, but I'm looking forward to that magician show. And also, this Thursday is what?
The game show. It's Coal Town Theater's live game show hosted by me, Nick Ramirez.
And yes, and the contestants are plucked right out of the audience.
And they can win all kinds of real cash and prizes.
And so if you want to play, go and just raise your hand and you can win fabulous cash and or prizes.
Mac actually won last month.
I did. I crushed it. I beat those other people's brains in.
Crushed it like a Sapporo can does not get crushed.
That's true. I was...
Wow.
Wow.
That logic is bent around your head.
I made that show my Mr. Glass, and I was the Bruce Willis character.
Wow. Now we're just all over the map.
Yep, and David and I might be there at that show, BTW.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah, you guys might be panelists there.
You might be panelists. So
yeah,
celebrity
panelists.
We're working out the details right now. We're ironing some stuff out.
Thursday. So, Beth, you and Mac seem to have a connection. Come on down Thursday, and... make it happen.
That's worked out so well in the past that I'm going to go ahead and encourage that some more.
Exactly.
But hey, Lance and Nick, thanks for coming
on
the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
Nice to have you on one of our final shows. all right. Well, do you mind? I got something queued up.
Okay. Yeah, sure. But before we do, for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding. Good stuff today, guys.
This may not seem like the hot party rock that I usually play, but I've been listening to it all week. This is Florence and the Machine and their cover of Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love. Mascot Wedding Show next week.
The lights are on, but you're not home. Your mind is not your own. Your heart sweats, your body shakes. Another kiss.